This Icon podcast is hosted and sponsored by Sphere Rocket Virtual Assistants, a leading provider for your virtual assistants and outsourcing needs. Owned by one of the top-ranking EXP agents, Justin Nelson. Sphere Rocket VA provides a one-stop virtual staffing solution for business owners, and we specialize in helping business owners grow their business by leveraging through virtual assistants. Trusted by the top names in the real estate industry like Kyle Whistle, Andrew Franklin, John Kitchens, and many more. Get ready to up your success and we'll help you achieve your business goals. Book your free consultation at spearrocketva.com and find out how we can make your life easier.
Thank you, Sphere Rocket, for getting me connected with Jamie today. We're going to learn all about him. I'm your host, Gianna, and thanks for tuning back in to another episode of the Icon Podcast. Jamie, thank you for taking the time to tell us about you.
Yeah, pleasure to be here, Gianna. Thank you for the invite.
Of course. So let's talk about you. Where are you from? What market are you in? And how did you wind up in real estate?
Sure. It's a pretty cool story. So I'm right here in the Atlanta, Georgia market, the metro Atlanta area. So one of the hottest markets in all of the U.S. I think the entire U.S. is pretty hot right now. But yeah. We do have a lot of, we are seeing a lot of move-ins from out of state. Just affordable cost of living. Investors can still get double-digit cap rates, which a lot of the country can't get right now, and things like that. So we are seeing a lot of people move into our area, where there's still... the median housing price is, still in the 350s or so. And in some areas, you can even get less than that. So, we're seeing. So the question you asked me, Jonah, was how I got into real estate. Mm-hmm. So my background is in teaching. So I'm a school teacher. I have 3 degrees in education from Georgia State and the University of Georgia. By the way, in case you didn't hear, the University of Georgia was national champions, just saying.
Okay, go ahead and rub that one in.
Go dog. Yeah, go dogs, go dogs. But I got 3 degrees in education from, and did public school teaching for 17 years. And I was an orchestra teacher, and I actually own a music store, so I'm actually sitting in one of my back rooms in the music store as well. But I taught orchestra and taught all the kids and did all the concerts and did all that kind of stuff. And then when I bought my house, I saw how much the real estate agent made. I was like, man, this takes me 3 months to make as much as he made. And he just sold one house and all he did was drive me around. That's what I thought. All he did was just drive me around, right? He just got to walk through houses and drive me around. So, and that was back in the day when we actually drove people in our cars. I mean, a lot of our clients, they follow us now and don't go with us specifically. But sometimes we still do. Let me put my ringer. Sorry about that.
No worries.
So yeah, that was back in the day. And so, yeah, I saw that. And I also, I'd gone to a class at my church and they were just basically saying, if you don't, as a husband, at that time I was married at the time. And if you don't make enough for your other half to stay home, then you should maybe think about a career change. And so we didn't have any kids yet, but we had kids shortly thereafter. And we had kid number one. I was like, well, I'd always wanted to do real estate, always wanted to do something in real estate. And kid number one was born in May of 2006 and got my real estate license in February of 2007. And then basically sold my first house that summer. And then the next year sold a few houses to teachers at my school. And, so it basically did real estate on a part-time basis for 7 of 17 years of teaching and was top 25 with a full-time job. But one company was top 10 that other big red and black company.
You're fine. We say the names on here.
with a full-time job.
Okay.
And so finally in 2013. Are you recording?
Yep, we're good to go.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I was a full-time school teacher, did real estate for 7 of 17 years teaching, and then sold, it was in the top 25 at one company and the top 10 in another company with a full-time job. And I sold 23 houses my last year of teaching in 2012-13 school year. So I figured if I could do 23 with a full-time job, what could I do if I didn't have a full-time job, right?
Right.
If I had my 40 hours a week back. So 2013 took the plunge and yeah, never didn't go back to school and haven't had a paycheck since. And yeah, I've been averaging 50 plus homes a year on average since 2013. So okay. Been about 34 million in sales the last 2 years. So we've been, awesome. We've been kind of rocking and rolling, and I am a solo agent. So
okay.
I do not have a team. And that back at that other company, the only people who did 17 million were people who had teams. Mm-hmm. You know, and
he's doing it solo.
That's it. That's it. It's the EXP difference. So
absolutely. And speaking of which, what brought you to EXP? You know, I know you said you were with some other big name brokers. So how did you wind up with us? What drew you to it?
Yeah. So, I was with that other big name, and, you know, every year, you know, January 1st, my cap reset, and then they would take, you know, 34%, you know, 36% of, it was 36%. My math is wrong, of what I was making.
Yeah.
You know, for their cap. And this, and at some point I began to realize, like, I wasn't going into the office. I really didn't need the trainings. And then I was on their leadership committees. I was on all this stuff. I'd done the classes. I'd done everything pretty much you could do. And so at that point, you know, what I was just trying, I guess I was just trying to think of what their value proposition to me at that point was.
Right.
And I was actually, it was like, I went to like a CE class or something, towards the end of 2017. And actually EXP was presented to me back in September of 17. I was like, nah, I bleed red and black. Nah, not for me.
Yeah.
And then I was at a class and there's another agent there, and she was just explaining, it had nothing to do with EXP. She was just explaining to me that she had just switched brokerages and why she switched. And I was like, oh, you know, and it just started to get me thinking. I was doing really good. I mean, I was, you know, still selling, you know, 30, 40 homes a year. I mean, I wasn't doing terrible over there. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then, so what basically happened is one of my buddies who had been with Remax for 30 years, he said, oh, by the way, I'm making the jump to EXP. And I was like, well, why? You've been like there forever. And he had like this incredible deal worked out. He was hardly paying him any money. He had been there for such a long time. He's like, he said, well, so what had happened? He had a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
And he started realizing that, you know, his real estate, you know, real estate's based on, is a transactional thing, right? You have to sell a house, you make money, right? And guess what? Rinse and repeat. You have to keep doing it, right?
Right.
And most people have to do that. Most people in life have to keep doing that. Real estate's a little bit better. You know, you can get something under contract and you may not be working at 8 hours a day every day. You know, but, you know, still, he realized that it was still a very transactional type thing. And so he needed more passive income. He needed something to create passive income. And so he told me he was coming on board with EXP. And then he told me that his mentors, you know, some people that had been my mentors for like the last 10 years, while I was at the other company, they were the former number one in the world for this other company. And they were coming on to EXP to launch it in Atlanta. And I was like, well, as soon as I heard that, I was like, I know everything that they do touches the gold. So if they're doing it, they know something I don't know. So, yeah, that was like a no brainer at that point that, you know, if my mentors were coming on board to EXP, then that means that I need to join them because they know a lot more than I know.
So. No, you're smart to follow, you know, the leader in that aspect. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily like make you like, oh, he's a follower. Blah, blah, blah. But no, you're smart to move with them because they see something that, you know, many others maybe didn't or weren't aware of at the time.
Right.
So you've got some big names coming over here. But what keeps you here? You know, did you fall in love with another aspect of the company? Because clearly, you know, you don't just stay here because the cool kids came.
Yeah, well, I mean, it does. I do like playing with the cool kids. So that's
true. Who doesn't?
That doesn't hurt. I mean, hey, look, I get to play with you today, Gianna. So
I'm not a cool kid. Come on.
Yeah. I think you're all right.
Thank you.
But what keeps me here is what it's done for my business and what it's done for my family. Okay, so I just saw, and I'll post this on Facebook later today, but I just saw in my Facebook memories, all these plaques I got from the other company. Like, we had some kind of big award ceremony and all these plaques.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? That's all I got left from them.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got left. And so here, EXP helps create generational wealth for your family. And so what do I get at EXP? I get revenue share. I get stock. I get stuff that has, you know, why do we do what we do? Okay, right. We always talk about a big why, right? So at first, and I think probably like a lot of people, your big why is I want to take care of my family, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay, but then what's next?
I want to have fun.
Yeah, so I think EXP has allowed me to do what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, family's taken care of. So okay. Now what's next?
I don't know. You tell me. It's different for everyone.
Yeah, so my thing for the upcoming year is, and moving forward, you know, is more philanthropically. You know, where do we use with our blessings now?
Yeah.
How many people can we help? How many people can we work with? And different things, whatever you're passionate about.
Of course.
So one of the things I'm hoping to create is, you know, a foundation with our music store to, you know, provide lessons for kids who, because I remember I taught at all Title I schools.
Yeah.
And we had so many kids that were really talented and could have gotten scholarships, but they didn't have the money for lessons. You know, and so, you know, how can we use what we've been blessed with to be able to help those other families? So, you know, that's something I want to focus on, is being a good steward. You know, the good Lord tells us to be a good steward of what we've been blessed with.
I love that.
You know, and so want to be a good steward of the blessings that he's given us, and see what comes next, you know, and how we're going to continue moving forward. So, I mean, what keeps me at EXP is what it's done for my family. The other thing about EXP, so, is our referral network.
Yes.
In our network of people. Okay. So, let's just say this, what are we, in month of March, I've closed $470,000 in production from referrals just this month. In December, I closed $960,000 in referrals from other EXP agents from around the country. And so I will give you the story of perseverance. So back in 2020, we all know what happened in 2020, COVID, the whole nine yards, right?
Yes, of course.
So in the span of 3 months, my then wife decided to leave. I had a major car accident, mm-hmm. like really bad, a week after that all happened. Then we had an employee at the music store. We had to let him go, which I've never had to do anything like that before, which was really, really difficult. Mm-hmm. And then my dad got COVID and passed away.
Oh my gosh.
And so all of that happened within a few months of each other. Mm-hmm. And I had a major insurance claim on one of my rental properties. Yeah. All this going on at the same time.
You and know, they so,
suffice to say, my headspace, right? I didn't have the best headspace. Okay, I'm going to pick up the phone today and I'm going to make calls and I'm going to call prospects and I'm going to call all these people and go through my database and go through all that. So what if I told you that the fourth quarter of 2020 was one of my best quarters in real estate ever?
Wow.
With all of that going on. And I sold my house. And uh-huh. I moved. And I helped my sister move on top of that the same month and sold her house.
Impeccable. You know,
and so what was the difference? What was the difference? I wouldn't have made it through that time without all the referrals I got from around the country. Wow. From EXP. And I give out referrals. I've given out about $1 million worth of referrals in the last month or two. So it's not just... Not me taking them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm producing them as well. So, you know, so the big difference is like what would I have done during that time? I mean, with all that stuff swirling around, you know, especially losing your dad. I mean, wow, I mean your whole life has changed.
Yeah.
You know, and so what would I have done without, what if I had been forced or felt like I was forced, I still had to make phone calls and I still had to do this and not be able to focus on my kids and not being able to focus on other things. And God just really blessed us during that time, you know, and sometimes you hear I don't know if you've seen this analogy called poor, passing over opportunity repeatedly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so I'm so grateful. I passed over EXP the first time, but I'm so grateful that God put it back in my path the second time.
Right.
Because, you know, success does leave clues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes he has a way of kind of nudging us a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and putting things in front of us, you uh-huh. know, more than one time, or and leading us the direction we need to go. So.
Yeah, you've got a great heart and a great head on your shoulders, Jamie. You're like, you know, earlier you're like, okay, you take care of the family, and then what's next? And I'm thinking, a boat! And you're like, well, actually music lessons for kids. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, it's great to see, you know, somebody's natural, like, intentions going towards that. And, you know, it's inspiring. And it's kind of the theme here at, you know, EXP is to learn, earn, and then return. Right.
So right. I love that. Say that again. Learn, earn, and return.
Earn, return.
That mm-hmm. is great.
I learned it from another icon. I take quotes from them. And I mean, really, I talk to the best of the best all day, every day. All I do is talk to icon agents. And these quotes are so fun. And these talks are so inspirational. And yeah, write that one down. Learn, earn, and return. Because that's what you've been doing with your referrals, you know, and what got you through 2020. And kind of what you're doing now, maybe for others, and you may not even realize it. So I love that. And, you know, after giving back to your family, the community, EXP, everything, you know, how at the end of the day do you take care of Jamie? How do you make sure you're not on burnout mode? How do you make sure that life is balanced, if you will?
Right. Sure. So one of the things, and a little plug, I think I'm doing this April 12th in EXP World. It's called Love Yourself into Production. I've done it twice already. I'm doing it six times as part of my icon requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So love yourself into production. So what in the world is like that all about? So back in 21, I launched a class for our church called 21 Day Love Yourself Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 21 days of ways you can love yourself. And that was based more biblically speaking. We had 28 people from around the world who did it the first time with us, but about the same the second time. And we launched it again January 1st for the church. And I had 150 people anywhere from Tanzania to Vietnam to India to Scotland to the US, you know, all part of our class over 21 days. And so when EXP asked me to do a class, I was like, okay, well, how can I extrapolate what I just did? Because I know what the results are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've already done it a few times. I know what the results are. So how can we do that for EXP? So I have an icon series class called Love Yourself into Production. I'm getting an answer to your question here in just a minute.
No, I'm listening. You're doing great.
So it's about how do you love yourself on a daily basis. It's about love your neighbor as you love yourself, right? And whether, regardless of what faith you are, pretty much everybody knows that quote, right? Everybody knows the golden rule, regardless of what your faith is, right?
Of course.
Okay, so the biggest thing, and that I've seen, you know, you have social media, Gianna. I have social media.
Yeah.
I've seen it within our church ministry. I've seen it within Facebook. I've seen it within EXP. You know, what is the difference? What makes an icon an icon? Yeah, what is the difference? What sets us apart, you know, from that, from John Smith down the street? Well, it's our mindset.
The best of the best, the mindset. Right.
It's our mindset and how we feel about ourselves and how we present ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you think about what we're doing on a daily basis, if I don't feel good in my own skin, if I don't feel good about myself, Miss Gianna, you have $1 million house you want to sell, and I'm coming to your house to do a listing appointment. And if I'm not confident, and if I don't walk into that house like I own it and like already mine, then I'm not going to get your listing. Because guess what? You're probably interviewing a couple people, and somebody will come in there who has that confidence or that has created that relationship with you. So what are ways that we, what are some things that we do to help love ourselves? So now I'm getting to the answer to your question, your original question. So first, you know, some of the things I do is I'm very involved with my music ministry at our where I go to church at. So I love going up there and playing on Sunday morning. So that's a thing. I write music. So no, nothing's been, I did have some stuff premiered when I was in college and stuff, but I haven't really done much with that kind of music. So I've been writing some Christian music and some things like that.
Yeah.
It's all on my iPhone. It's not doing anybody any good on my iPhone, right? But it's all there anyways.
But it's how you recharge.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's doing good.
I mean, that helps me. I love spending time with my kids. You know, love, you know, just doing the dad thing. And then, you know, I've been blessed to have a really amazing girlfriend. And so, you know, love spending time with her. And we just help kind of drive each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing is, you know, as far as like my self-care. So let's talk about self-care. Let's talk about like, what do you do when you wake up in the morning?
Yeah.
So here's my routine. I'm not going to be, I would be remiss if I said I was going to be that one that wakes up at 4 a.m. every morning. That is not me. Not at all.
Not me either.
Not at all. That is my girlfriend, but that is not me. So, but what we do is, so what I do is I wake up a little bit before the kids. I'll go and get my coffee. And then I have my quiet time. I spend some time reading. And so you guys should be reading something. Whether for me, I'm reading my Bible, but for you, you can read whatever you want to read. You know, something positive, at least 15 minutes of something that's going to inspire you. Then I'll bring my daughter to school. She has to be at school by like 7:10. And yes, that's really early. High school is really early here.
Yeah, high school is really early.
Yeah, so we'll listen to something. Typically in the car rider lane is ridiculous. So we'll listen to something. I'll listen to 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, depending on how long the car rider lane is, of something positive. And so that could be a Stephen Furtick message from Elevation Church. That could be something by Les Brown. That could be something, you know, by some other motivational speaker. YouTube already knows what I like. All I have to do is open YouTube. And it's like literally the first thing that should pops up. So they got that predictive behavior thing down.
They really do.
Yeah,
what you should watch next, everything.
Yeah. I think they even like can read my thoughts, I think. Mm-hmm. But so I'll listen to something on the way bringing her. And then I talk to my sister. Mm-hmm. My sister drives. Work has to be there at 7:30. So typically I'll have 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I'll talk to her for a few minutes.
Okay.
Then I have a trainer that I work with at the gym 3 days a week. Most of the time it's a 7:30 training. Sometimes he has me at 8, which I don't like.
Yeah.
But, you know, so usually I can drop her off and go right to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll either work out on my own on Monday, mm-hmm. on at least 3 days a week, maybe 4 days a week.
Yeah.
Or work out with the trainer, you know, depending on the day. Like I was already with the trainer this morning. So 7:30 this morning, I was with the trainer. Then when I get out of training, you know, I go home, I'll shower up, and then I'll get ready to start my day. And ready. And of course, you're taking texts and messages and emails in between all that stuff.
There's of course, yeah.
Flying around in between all that. So those are some things I do to take care of myself. The other things, I see a chiropractor pretty regularly, at least a few times a month. Just to keep myself good. I try to get a massage once a month.
Yeah.
So here, let me tell you a little trick. You're like, oh my gosh, all this is expensive. Not really. So I want you to think of it like this. For those who want a massage, find a school of massage.
Smart.
Where you're working with students, it costs me $40 and you don't have to tip them.
Wow.
So instead of searching on the Groupon for the $35 massage that you only see the person once and then you still have to leave a tip on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to tip the students.
No.
Yeah. So I'll do that about once a month, maybe every 6 weeks.
Sure.
You know, plus getting the adjustments, plus working out, plus listening to positive things, reading positive things. You know, we have books downloaded on Kindle. I have books at home, you know. And so just, you know, just trying to keep my mindset there. You have to have your personal stuff taken care of. So that's your relationships with your kids, with your family, with your loved ones. And so you get already here. I hit some before even 9 o'clock, I've hit some personal stuff, right? I've done some spiritual stuff. Mm-hmm. I've done some health and wellness stuff. And now I'm ready to work. So I've already hit three of the five or six areas of life we all should be working on a little bit every day, right?
Yeah.
And that's before 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I'm out there and I'm ready to take on whatever needs to happen that day, whether I start making calls or, you know, whatever it is. I am not that guy that's going to color coordinate my schedule. And from 9 to 11, I'm going to make phone calls. And then that's not me.
Right.
So I know some other company teaches you how to do it that way. And it does for some people, I guess it works. And there's some EXP agents that totally do that. I've been on Icon panels and that's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
It works for them. It does not work for me. I hate it. Yeah. And if I don't like doing something, I'm not going
to
do it.
You shouldn't have to.
So, you know, for me, I'll go to chamber events. I'll do networking. I'll do, you know, I have this incredible faith that I'm always provided for.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I haven't had a paycheck since 2013. So obviously it works, right? Obviously,
yeah.
that faith works. So,
absolutely.
Now, things are always provided for. Hope is not a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I do work hard.
Of course.
You know. But yeah, you know, what people don't know, people say, oh, you're an Icon agent and you're this and you're that. Oh my gosh, it'd be so great to have all this. And you know what? Well, what did you do to get there? Well, I worked a full-time job and did real estate and worked about 18 hours a day for several years.
Yep.
Okay. Now I don't have to work 18 hours a day anymore.
Nope.
Now my work is taking like tomorrow at lunch. Tomorrow in my schedule, I go to the gym, then I work with my marketing guy for an hour,
mm-hmm.
then I'm taking a client out for lunch, and the rest of the time I'm just making calls and following up with people and you know, trying to create more business.
That's great, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, part of my work is taking someone out to lunch, you know, and I try to do that many times a week. You know, I have somebody else to take it out to lunch on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we try to, but it took a second to get there.
Right.
You know, it wasn't just like, now, I used to stay up and write the blog post on Active Rain. I mean, there was just so many things I used to do right at the beginning, you know, because that's what I could do, right? I was working full time. So where was the only time you were going to do your marketing? Where was the only time you were going to do that stuff to get yourself out there?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say those are all things I do to love myself and try to get myself experiences, man. I'd love to travel. So any excuse to travel. Any excuse to go somewhere else. Because guess what? I was in the San Francisco area earlier this week. Guess what? I can work from there.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, what short of going to show a house, everything else I can do from there.
Right.
Yeah, I can't. And then I even had somebody else showing houses for me. You know, I had one client that came in from out of town while I was gone. And I had one of my newer agents, you know, got them on board. And I'll either pay them by the house or a small commission when that one closes, you know. She worked with them for 4 or 5
yeah.
hours a day, you know, and showed them and opened doors and stuff for them.
And you got to take care of the people that take care of you,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, you know, I think, you know, life is about figuring out how you can create leverage so you can do what you're passionate about. You know, because all work and no play definitely won't keep the doctor away.
Right.
You know, you're going to be seeing the doctor a lot. And I think people underestimate the value of play,
mm-hmm.
and the value of doing fun stuff. And so think about as you go through your day. One of my coaches kind of came up with, you know, when you're making your calls, you're going through your day, your first call is the tie, your second call, your first couple calls was the tie. Then your next four calls is to pay your business expenses. Then your mm-hmm. next three calls is to pay your personal expenses. And your ninth and 10th call is to have fun. Okay. So if you break it down like that, okay, I am calling right now so I can tithe. I am calling right now so I can pay my business expenses. I'm calling right now, or I'm prospecting, or I'm working right now to do this, that, or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping in mind what the purpose, and you almost make it like a little game.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem like work. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I was going to ask you is, you know, for those newbies that are sitting out there and they're wondering if the Icon Award is something they should strive for. You know, is that obtainable within their first year? Should they be doing that in their first year? What's some advice you have, whether they're new to the real estate world in general or just new to EXP?
Well, Jenna, anything is attainable if you want it, right?
Right.
So the question is, are you willing to do what it takes to get there? Are you willing to not binge on your Netflix series so you can focus on blog posts or so you can focus on other things? Are you, willing to do those things? I would say that in those first few years, I didn't really watch much TV. I didn't watch much, you know. I do have a little bit of a luxury of doing that a little bit, but I don't do it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, about 10 o'clock last night, I was just ready. I couldn't handle it. I was like ready. I had to stop. So I did watch something last night. I'm a big Star Wars person. So, you know, I do enjoy that. But again, that's also part of that self-care. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you've got to take some time to just, okay, I've accomplished a lot today. It's okay.
Right.
Okay. I give myself permission to sit on the couch with my legs up for an hour and just watch something. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of what I watch too is documentaries and stuff. A lot of times if I do watch something, but you know, sometimes you just need to turn your brain off, you know, and just, you know, so, you know, it's so what I would say to that new agent, anything's attainable if you want it. Mm-hmm. You just got to be willing to work hard and hustle to get it. You know, you don't become Icon without hustling. You don't get this. So to me, for my business, I mean, this is just me personally, you know, when we do goal setting and stuff, for me, my goal setting is just to hit Icon. I know if I get Icon, the money part will be there, you know, but I want to, there's a level of pride of being Icon that the title carries. And I don't want to sound, you know, that like the title was everything, but we have an Icon community here, and it is so cool to be part of that. Mm-hmm. And so cool to be a part of the Icon teaching series and the things the company does for Icons. And, you know, obviously the other stuff like the stock and stuff is really cool too. But, you know, to me, that is my goal every year. My goal was just to hit that. Everything else will come, regardless of how many transactions I do, regardless of what my GCI is. If I can hit Icon every year, I've had a great year. Absolutely. And I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. It's not some magic dollar number or whatever. That doesn't drive me. Like when I was in coaching, that doesn't drive me. You know, how much money do you want to make? That doesn't drive me.
Yeah. You gotta know what drives you, you know, right, exactly. Or goals are going to be hard to obtain. They're going to be hard to hold yourself out of disc.
Exactly. And you know, you do need money. I mean, like Zig Ziglar said, money's kind of important. It ranks right up there with air, right?
Right. For sure.
You do kind of need it, but you know, at the same time, you know, figuring out, you know, why you do what you do. So getting back to your question, you know, is it attainable? What would I tell a first year or somebody who's doing in their first year? Plug in. Okay. Mm-hmm. EXP offers 50 hours of live training every week. My particular group at EXP offers an incredible amount of literally every day of the week. There's some training you can attend. That's just specific to our group, you know, from social media to revenue share to, on Tuesday morning, is just how do you sell more real estate? We've had people of Icon just by showing up for an hour every Tuesday morning, and they Icon their first year, and they just implement what they learn on Tuesday mornings. You know,
you're right.
You know, just show up when you should.
You lean into your mentor.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. If you want to be Icon, you have to show up for your own life, right?
Right.
No one's going to show up. John, I mean, you're going to go out there and do those appointments for me?
I mean, no.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd be great, John. I mean, well, you know, you got a great personality.
And I still have my, you know, real estate license. So I think from what I'm learning in real estate school, I can't do a showing yet.
Not yet. But
see, I'm learning.
Yeah, but see, you're showing up for your own life. You're hearing us all talk, and now you're like, oh, I'm going to show up for my life.
Yes. You
know, I'm going to show up for, you know, if they can do it, I can do it.
And for sure.
same thing I would say, you know, when I saw that guy who sold me my house, I mean, if he could do this, I can do this.
For you easy. Know?
And why not? What makes him so much more special than me, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know? So
you're exactly right.
I think that answers your question.
It does, yeah. And to come to my final question, because we're running out of time here, I got to hop on to the next podcast. But that being said, you know, if there's somebody out there watching right now and they're skeptical, you know, you said you were so fortunate as to have EXP presented to you again in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are skeptical. EXP's calling them. EXP's there. But they're like, oh my gosh, like, this is a pyramid scheme. I don't know why these people are drinking the EXP Kool-Aid. You know, what would you have to say to somebody like that watching right now?
Okay. All right. Is life not a pyramid scheme?
It is.
Okay. So think about Walmart. Let's go Walmart here. Okay. You have the CEO, right? He's way at the top. That one little guy at the top. Then you've got some presidents, right, that are like this. Then you have some vice presidents underneath them. Then you've got management. Then you've got everybody else, all the employees at the bottom. What does that look like?
Pyramid.
Pyramid, right. All right. What about some of these other what about a traditional real estate brokerage? Mm-hmm. How many people own it? Usually one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And does he let you get your real estate license for free? Or does he charge you money?
Probably charges you money.
He charges you money, right? And then he charges you a percentage of what you bring in, right? For the privilege of him being the broker, right? And him having carrying the responsibility, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
So what does that look like?
Looks like a pyramid.
It does.
I think you're onto something.
It does. So, you know, life is just a pyramid scheme. And pyramids, when someone says that, that's just really an excuse. You know what an excuse is, Gianna? An excuse is a well-planned out lie. That's all it is. So it's just an excuse. It's just an objection to try to say, I don't want to hear this right now, or I'm not comfortable saying yes or no to you. Okay, so I would say if you want to change your circumstances and change your life, you have to make a change, right? Definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're not going to get further, right?
Right.
And so you have to make a change. Sometimes that's a change in company. It was a leap of faith. I mean, I was doing great at Keller Williams. Oh, sorry, I said the word, but whatever. I was doing great over there. You know, there was no reason to change, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, again, to take a leap of faith to come over here, it has drastically changed my life. Mm-hmm. And so how can I say this? It's hard to experience it until you experience it.
Right.
Okay.
I can tell you all
day long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can tell you why EXP is great all day long and give you a dog and pony show. But, you know, actually, the dog and pony show is actually real. So, you know, so into the experience I've had by being here has just been really life changing and life altering. Mm-hmm. And the culture that we have at EXP is one of collaboration. I mean, I want you to think about this podcast right now. I'll be honest with you. I don't know Justin. Okay. I don't know. You guys reached out to me, I guess, randomly, or maybe not so randomly. I'm sure you guys looked at
the icon. We saw you were an icon agent. Yeah,
yeah. We saw you were an icon. So, but my point is, you know, I get an opportunity. He's helping my business because I'll be able to put this out there to my sphere that I was on this. But yet I'm also helping his business as well. He is not a competitor for me.
Nope.
You know, we are not a competitor for each other. We're in totally different markets, real estate wise. Yeah, maybe on the recruit, maybe on the agent attraction side, you know, but, you know, again, everybody, you'll get what you did. You'll get what's yours. I always say that. You'll get what's yours, right? You know, so, there's little blessings that come to us every day. So, guys, if you're watching this and you're like, was curious about EXP, you need to really take a serious look. And just don't do this. This is what you don't want to do. You don't want to have paralysis by overanalysis.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why 1,000 agents a week are joining us. Hello, success leaves clues, guys.
Yep.
So there's a reason why we're bigger than RE/MAX now. Success leaves clues. Pay attention to what's happening. And I'm not saying this because I'm here at EXP. I'm saying this. This is a life lesson. I didn't come up with that term, success leaves clues. I don't even know who said it. Somebody said it.
So it must be true.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and maybe a John Maxwell thing or something. But, you know, you've got to show up for your life, and you have to inspect what you expect in your life. Inspect what you expect. So show up. And don't think about this too much, guys. Switching brokerages is not as hard as what you think. Mm-hmm. And it can really make a huge difference in your production. And 1,000 agents a week can't be wrong, right? 76,000 agents across the U.S. can't be wrong, right?
Nope.
And so, yeah, that's what I say. You know, if it's right, if 76,000 agents across the U.S. say it's right, then, again, that is a clue for right. what's happening right now.
I 100% agree. Jamie, it's been a wonderful podcast with you today. Thank you so much for bearing with me through the technical errors. It has been a pleasure to pick your brain and see that good heart and that shining spirit of yours. And I look forward to running into you at shareholders, but I got to let you go. I only have
absolutely, three. Jonah. Okay. God bless y'all.
Bless you. Bless you, Jamie.
All right.
Peace out, y'all. Bye.
This Icon Podcast is hosted and sponsored by Sphere Rocket Virtual Assistants, a leading provider for your virtual assistants and outsourcing needs. Owned by one of the top-ranking EXP agents, Justin Nelson. Sphere Rocket VA provides a one-stop virtual staffing solution for business owners, and we specialize in helping business owners grow their business by leveraging through virtual assistants. Trusted by the top names in the real estate industry like Kyle Whistle, Andrew Franklin, John Kitchens, and many more. Get ready to up your success, and we'll help you achieve your business goals. Book your free consultation at SphereRocketVA.com and find out how we can make your life easier.